coming at you live from the Koppel Chevrolet GMC studios. This is Old School, sponsored by the Mercado by Certified Piedmontese. Broadcasting veteran Derek Pearson.
When you find something that moves them, that makes them smile, celebrate it. That's your task. That's your super.
On 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
From the Sarda Heyman text line, you guys start off on fire. 402-464-5685. You know, it was asked during the break that please, can we turn on Jay's mic before the show starts so we can hear all hear him slap the mic asking if Nick has turned it on yet.
You're trying to mute me, Nick. trying to stop this madness.
I can do it real quick.
Turn the mic. Put the mic on, man.
You know he can reach you, right? You know he can reach you, and you know I'm not quick enough to get over there.
Right.
Like, he's just going to egg. Really? Like, he's the little pro wrestler who pokes at the big pro wrestler and then expects, well, because, you know what, because they friends, he can
Look,
do that.
Look, Nick, you more bold than me.
Right, you see.
You know what time it is.
You're in a tiny room. The door is behind him.
Right. Think, man.
The only thing you got going for you is you have all this equipment.
Friday after next?
Yes.
Wake up. I want you to like, I want my fish squirming.
The only thing you got going for you is you got all this expensive stuff back here. So maybe Jay will take it easy.
No, you're going to see his body print on the plexiglass as he tries to run through it.
Hey, man, I ain't going to name no names, but I remember I was a redshirt freshman. I had a fake ID trying to go down to the bars.
What?
Statute of limitations is passed.
Say it ain't so, Jay Foreman.
That was back when you could get them easy. Because I went back to Minnesota and I had an older cousin. All you had to do was go in there with his birth certificate. You know they think all brothers look the same, right? They ain't asking no other ID or nothing. Hey, when I talk about my sphincter muscle was tight going up there.
The first time you go to a bar.
Hey, it was tight to give them the information.
Oh, yeah.
Then once they processed it, I remember my dad called me up, right? He's like, hey, man. He's like, I got this. You know, for you people out there, most African-American parents, they take the liberty of opening your mail.
Yes.
Especially when you're not within state lines.
So
my dad's like, hey, man, there's this envelope with your picture on it, or this ID, Minnesota ID. With Craig's name on it and your picture ID on it. And he's like, what is this? I was like, I don't know, but send it to me. And he's like, you need it? I was like, yeah, I need it, right? And then I called him like 2 days to make sure he sent it. So I got it by like that weekend.
He knew.
And so
he just wanted you to admit it.
Right. So then here's the messed up part of us. So we go to this party, and they must have jumped off with these, I guess it used to be like some, they used to be called Lincoln Knights or something. They'd always try to fight football players or something. So it was like me, Kenny Cheatham, just most of our freshman class. I think we might have been leaving the dorms in the second semester because I went right after the bowl game. And one of the Lincoln Knights had one cat hemmed up against it because it was like a bar that was downstairs, you know?
Yeah.
And so they had, you know, before you go into where you got to get your ID or pay, they had the like glass thing like that. They had homeboy, before we could get in there, he was hemmed up against that glass. I said, man, look, we just came from the dorms. We got to go save somebody. But yeah, I had a fake ID. It worked, and I was never like too outlandish with it. I picked and choose when I would go. I wouldn't be out every weekend. It would be go take a couple weeks off, and I'd always walk in with a crowd. You know what I'm saying? So if there's you three, I'm gonna be third in line because I know they check and they gotta get the DP and they got people out the door.
Well, see, first, so real talk.
What's up?
Here's a confession. I've never been carded.
So you just always looked old?
At a bar?
You never been cold?
I've never been cold.
You must have been looking at that cat like, don't you even think about asking for my ID.
To get beer, I was never, like, I've never been carded.
Blessed.
I was the one, I hung out with predominantly white dudes in high school.
Right.
So I was the designated beer guy.
Yeah.
Because I could go into the store, and we had 5 stores that we could go to in different parts of the county that wouldn't card me.
Right.
Like they would never card me. And so if there was a big party Like I was McLovin. I was the dude.
You got McLovin?
Every
not even another name.
Every right? Like it was every party. That's how I knew where every party was.
Right.
Because
they were needed.
You didn't charge people a fee?
They needed a fee? Well, no, cuz my thing was I was happy to get to the party. Cuz there were parts of Arlington County
right.
that if I got an invitation to the party, I probably shouldn't go to the party. Because
Arlington's not there. That's not a good place for
you. Oh, no, it was not going to work.
They must have been scared of you coming there with that afro. You know they'd be scared.
I had the big afro.
That's the dreads because, you know, people get scared of brothers with dreads.
When I had the cornrows. Because I had the cornrows that would go.
I thought about you from cell block.
And if I really wanted to play, I'd just get a bandana and tie it around my head, around my braids. And it was.
Oh, you were really trying to mess with people.
Oh,
you were really trying to scare people, huh?
Hey, looking at these Nebraska box scores, maybe that's what they need to do. Come out with all their cornrows.
You think them going down to Atlanta to face Auburn with cornrows and bananas going to scare anybody?
They can scare people in the Big Ten.
Yeah, they wasn't going to scare Auburn.
They were so scared of Auburn, they gave up 20 turnovers.
Oh,
I watched the game. But
Chuck was sitting courtside and they folded. So was KD. KD's sitting there eating nachos like, man, what am I looking at?
No, do you see how he had all Tostitos and nacho cheese?
Well, right. my man's was hugging on Trae Young the night before. So
right, yeah. Well,
you're getting looked at different in the locker. You weren't playing with a player. There's some that you can play with people, but you just went
what he was
far.
Doing. Yeah. No,
and y'all ain't that tight.
No,
and if you are that tight, then we got to look at you like Dwight Howard.
Well, they got. Oh, you mean?
Hey, but then listen here.
You see why I turned his mic off?
Listen here. This is how my fake ID got taken.
Story like that?
Hey, I'm gonna finish my story while my fake ID got taken.
Look, I'm getting as far away from the microphone. He just went after Dwight like that. It was like, oh my goodness.
Dwight did himself like that. That's not my fault.
Yeah, he did. Go ahead. Tell the story.
Brother ended up starting as a redshirt freshman, 95.
So now your face is out there. So
we won
as
a championship, right?
Yeah, people know you.
And actually, I'll tell you where they have like a – is it called Gyro or Gyro? Gyro.
Gyro.
So the Gyro place, Gyro. And I think Gyro. Right now, Gyro. Then I think
it's
across
like the
there.
The G silent.
Yeah, Gyro. Whatever. So then the next – so then across the street. So if you want – the year Gyro,
how much
Gyro,
coffee did you have before on the ride here?
I don't drink coffee.
I was wondering how much you had.
It messed up my
stomach. Sensitive
stomach. It messed up my stomach. It does back you back. It makes you be flowing like a mug, right?
How'd you feel Friday
night? I was going to say, how was the weekend?
We'll get to that in the next section. Okay? Like I said, an all-time record at the crib. But listen here. So the Gyro place is there. It's been there. Gyro. The same one, Gyro, has been there since college, right? So it's downtown on off of O Street, right there, right down from Iguanas. Mm-hmm. It's right there on the corner. Mm-hmm. And then so across the street, I think they have a sandwich shop. Since they don't sponsor, we won't say their name. Or at least last time I see it was a sandwich shop. That used to be a bar.
Okay.
So it was always Iguanas, the one that has the big bowl thing. I forget, it's like an Irish bar. We'd stop there, get it or whatever. But sometimes just to hit a new spot, you go over there. So I come up in there chilling, and I was the youngest one in the class. Like, Mike Rucker, you know, God bless his soul. I know he got held back a couple times, but, you know, that's my boy. Homeboy was like 20 when we was down at the bowl. I was like, dang, I just turned 18. Anyways, so then he walk in because he's already 21 at the time. Another roommate, you know, with some older cats.
Yeah.
I give it to him because I already know I done been up and down O Street, but I know my stuff is legal though, right? And homeboy looks at it again. Ruck turns around and everybody starts looking because then we always had an exit plan. So he starts moving to the other exit and he's like, I can't even let you in here. I was like, why not? He's like, is your name Steve? You know, and I was like, yeah, that was my name Steve. Oh, he's like, no, it ain't. He's like, your name's Jay Foreman. He's like, you a redshirt freshman, start linebacker. He's like, I just saw you in the Fiesta Bowl. He's like, I ain't gonna get. He's like, back then they would get like $25 for every fake ID. So that was big money back then.
But
that was a chump move. All he had to do was ask for like sweatshirt or something. I would have gave him $25. I just wanted my fake ID. I had to wait a whole another year to get off in the bar. Because by that time, my cousin already had moved. You know,
he was doing you a favor.
Nah, man, he ain't doing nothing. He was hating.
See, this is when you – see, this is the trick. And I would tell my friends, this was the trick. And because I ran bars for all these years, right, the trick was if it was somebody they knew who was underage, the rule had to be, one, you could get them in, but they can't drink.
Oh, I would have been fine with that.
You get them in, but they can't drink. The other thing is you got to pay to get in. So when you show the ID, there's a little patch. There's a little pouch on the back of the ID. You slide a $20 bill in the little pouch. So when you give it to the doorman knows,
yeah, what's happening? Yeah.
That's what's up. Let me get mine. And you go on to the back. Now, the doorman also knows to look for you.
Right.
So when they do their little tour through the bar,
right,
if they catch you in there
you're
with a drink in your
yeah,
hand,
I'm fine with that. That's a couple times I've been in
snatch up.
Like
see,
that.
There was old rules to it behind it. So here's an interesting story. Matter of fact, we had some wrestling fans who were asking for us to have wrestlers on. One of my bouncers when I was in Virginia was a young baby-faced dude who turned out, ended up being a WWE champion. Dave Bautista was my doorman for 2 years.
Dang. Was he him and Fools Up, though?
He was angry back then.
Yeah,
like he
steroids.
Was angry.
Yeah, well, when he first got into the WWE, he was on Raw hanging with Ric Flair and Triple H, and he was just the angry dude that never talked. He was just the buff
that's
dude
all
that
he
they
did.
Sent
all
after
he did
everybody.
Was stand at the door.
They said, Bautista, go get him.
Stand at the door and flex. And he was probably 285 pounds when he was 19, 20 years old.
Right.
I mean, we had three of his buddies, and that was our door crew. And it was like, okay, cool. But he also knew the rule. Like, he was like, that they underage. I got him. And he'd handle it. And he was our official underage dude.
Mm.
And it was busy. So, how's your stomach? How you doing?
I'm good now.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Did you call Guinness? Book of World Records?
Nah, but you know what I did, though? I doubled down because I felt like I was like, you know what? Once you kind of jump, I'm a firm believer, once you decide to go, I'm going to go. Then I want to have me a pizza.
Oh, that was a mistake.
I just said, all right, cool.
That was
a mistake. It's already going to be bad. I might as well enjoy
right.
it
You're
before
already
it
there.
Happens.
Yeah. That's so then I was bad. Good. I mean, by Saturday or whatever, I think I was getting a turn. Turning.
Mine hit after, right before the volleyball game.
Yeah, it wasn't my stomach. It was like sometimes like you drink some water and there must have just been like
seeds.
One last like little
gotcha.
Fire was like, this is just a reminder how dumb you were at 4 o'clock.
Just sitting there, just, and it was like, just, I gotcha.
Just light you up for 15 minutes. Then you kind of like pause. It's like, hold on, is there more to come? And that's it.
And then as long as you didn't hiccup or burp, you were okay.
Yeah, or you don't want that to burp and to come up through your nostrils or nothing. So after that, I was good.
I got hit with a little. It was like a little burp, and a little bit came up, and I was like, "Oh, what? Nope, hold on.
Nope. It was the fight, and Nick turned red,
as red as his shirt.
It was bad,
but not bad as the old boy out there. They're right there with Jake. That thought, remember he ate it. He's like, "Oh, this is easy.
Oh, Travis. Yeah, Travis.
It was like Travis was sitting there like, "Oh, this is easy. I'm going home."
Yep.
He must have walked out and came back and was like, hey, I need some water.
Because he was like, oh, yeah, it's hot, but it's not that bad. And then he kind of walked and then he knocked on the window and goes, no, I'm dying.
No, it's there. We have there's two listeners who said they have one chips.
Zaxby's Sensation Salad is so much more than a plain old salad. It's a salad, which begs the question, at what point does a salad stop being a salad and become a salad? Is it when you add Zaxby's fried chicken to it? Crunchy wontons? Asian slaw? Citrus vinaigrette? Teriyaki glaze? Sweet and spicy sauce? Or is it when you top it all with a handmade perfectly fried egg roll? Without a doubt, the egg roll. The Zenzation Salad. Only at Zaxby's.
That they're going to drop off. They have extra one chips.
What are they going to do? For what?
Well, you know, later. For other things. Not
oh,
for you,
okay.
Jake.
Yeah,
it's not
no,
for you, Jake.
Not,
it's not for you, Jake.
When the Patriots beat the Dolphins, Jake has to eat a chip. You know, he wouldn't even eat a wing, so I know he wouldn't eat a chip.
He's soft. And I seen him later that night, too. He can't bop
look,
it.
Look, he turned around real quick.
Look at him at the door.
He turned around real quick.
He's soft.
You want to do that? When the Patriots beat the Dolphins to end the season, you want to eat the one chip?
Let's have at it. Let's break it down.
You always just like a little angry fan got something to say.
Let's break it down.
Come on, angry.
Big Dolphins guy.
This is the time where you have to step up.
I'm challenging everybody. I got faith in my team. Do we got any Colts fans around here? What's up?
No.
Is that who you guys
Colts fans are hide.
We got any Colts fans?
Colts fans are
what's
hide.
Up, Jonathan Taylor?
So, Jake,
what are you talking smack about now?
I said
there?
When the Patriots beat the Dolphins to end the regular season,
that's
you
not,
have to
that's
eat
not
a one
going
chip.
To happen.
Okay, then let's put a one chip on it.
You know the Patriots do not wait at Miami.
Then
ever.
Let's put a one chip
He's
on it.
He's going to talk everything but answer
He's
that
gonna
question.
He's going to talk right around everything, direct
but
question.
Ask that
then
question.
Let's put the one chip
like
on
Jay.
It.
Just like Jay, talking right around him.
He did
but
it.
I did
he
it.
Owned up.
But he did it.
And I saw you later that
Come
night.
On, Tua.
You were looking soft back then, too. Are you going to step up or do it?
Come
or
on,
not?
Tua.
Are you a man or a mouse?
Come on, Miles.
I'm not.
Are you a man or a mouse?
Listen, I won't be the one eating
okay,
it, so I'll do it then. Yeah, I'm in. One chip challenge.
There we go. We got it on the air.
So when you lose, you eating the one chip challenge?
I'll do it.
Oh, I got to see that.
I didn't think we were actually going to get there.
This is spectacular.
You just succumb to peer pressure.
I'm not,
like, oh,
but I'm not going to lose. I feel very confident that Mac Jones will lay a big egg in Miami.
No, see, now the only problem is if the Patriots lock up that one seed
that's right.
and they rest everybody.
This has not. That's right. That's right, Rico.
Well, I got faith. I don't got that much faith.
Chef's kiss. Nick, did you –
Hey, man.
You saw the seed planted.
Yeah.
It was watered.
I was caught off guard.
We pushed the dirt
I'm
around.
Doing, no, I will do the bet, but I'm not going to lose, so I feel very confident
bet.
In that.
All right.
Oh, the
we
tape
good.
Is in. The tape is
Let's
in.
Let's go.
It's recorded
I'm getting another room. One.
Oh, you're not getting this. Oh, what are you talking about?
They're going to call you the Carolina Reaper. Hey, you out here getting people. This is big. And is that the last game of the season?
That's the last game of
yeah.
the season.
We'll be in the playoffs after that, though. So.
The Patriots got the Colts, then the Bills
that's
once
not
more.
Our last game of the season. We're going
and then
on.
The Dolphins.
Oh, this is so good.
We'll be on a 9-game win streak at that point when
Jay
it ends,
Foreman,
and we'll be in the playoffs and take down Buffalo as well.
Can you – when you look at Jake Sorensen's face.
My man's is going to be so red.
Can you
– He's going to look like a lobster. He's going to start just like that
be
and be like a shrimp. You know how they throw it in there and
hey,
come
I need
out.
Some color in my skin. I'm sorry. My
okay, so
I'm very pale.
So Rico, can you make like a fight promotion poster graphic?
I'll talk to my wife. I'll see if she's busy.
A graphic, right?
Yeah.
For the chip.
Yeah. We'll see.
Let's
Jake
take,
versus Rico.
Is this the one that Buzzy almost died on?
Yes,
that one.
Right, let's take bets on whether or not Jake cries.
I
probably will.
I have.
But
I mean,
I'm not going to lose the
I
bet.
I could put $1 million on Jake crying.
Ooh. I'm not losing the bet. The Patriots are
like
losing.
Minus 250 that Jake cries.
Jay, what do you think? Does Jake tear up?
Oh, yeah.
That's fine.
He looked like
I'm not going to lose the bet, so keep talking all you
want. I just can't wait till
you
we get to this
You can see how nervous
segment.
He is right now.
You look at him. His sphincter muscles tight.
Oh. You can tell how nervous he is right now.
I'm not nervous.
He has
clown Patriots.
He has faith in his Dolphins.
You should be.
No.
You should.
What? Why? They can't win in Miami. It's not possible.
No. Tom Brady couldn't win in Miami.
No, the Patriots can't either. The franchise.
Oh,
like last year, didn't happen.
Okay.
Yeah, it was Cam Newton.
He still lost. I don't care.
This
okay.
is spectacular. I'm just sorry. I'm fascinated that he said yes.
Okay.
Like,
you've seen that defense. You have seen the Patriots
December
defense, right?
December and January in Miami, you guys always suck.
You have
it's
seen
the
Patriots defense, right?
I know the Patriots defense. I'm not scared of them. Brian Flores is a genius, so he's going to dice you up like
he was
usual.
Awful. You wanted him fired
No. I said I hate the GM. I don't like Chris Greer. He had a good draft, though, so he's probably safe again. He hit this draft. Now, last draft, he sucked.
This is so good.
Jake, what's up?
This is so good.
Are you nervous your Bills
you
might miss the playoffs, Jay,
are,
or what?
No, we'll man it.
You guys might be the last man out.
Yeah, we're struggling.
Now,
we're on a downward slide right now.
And
right
boy,
now.
I will be the first person here telling you about it, too.
I know, but it won't
Especially
happen.
Especially when my team surpasses you.
Like, no, it's
you,
not going to happen.
You just made
so
the Patriots and the Dolphins the biggest game
of the
season
year.
For the 93.7 The Ticket.
Oh, good. Well,
we might have to have a watch party.
We're going to have a sad Rico.
We are.
It's going to be a sad Rico.
Like, we need a party
we
on
should.
This.
We should have
breaking TVs, all types of stuff.
Oh, my goodness gracious. So, yeah, spectacular. I'm all in.
We'll be riding.
Matthew.
Hey, has anybody seen Eduardo Andre? There's an APB out on him.
You know where he is. Sitting at the end of the bench.
My man had 12 minutes.
Did he play?
0-for-2 on field goal.
I thought he might have been one of the sick
you
ones.
Saw
he
him.
Did have a rebound and a personal foul, but homeboy had 4 turnovers in 12 minutes. That's like
you
humanly
saw him.
Impossible.
You know what?
No.
No, but it was
Jay,
a conversation
stop.
That we
stop.
Had, right? It's a conversation. Cause,
hold on.
Cause,
it's humanly impossible.
No, Jake, this is what Jay Foreman told me.
We love Eduardo Andre.
This is what Jay told me on the first scrimmage. the best hands on the tee.
He does inside.
And then,
inside, he got good hands.
If you get him up past that free throw line.
You get past 10 feet. Hey.
It's a struggle.
He's struggling.
The game is not.
Well, I'm just telling you, when he was finishing it, both hands around it, he was catching it in traffic.
See,
that traffic was a little different, though. See, that traffic that he was dealing with was like Kearney traffic.
Okay.
He dealt with Chicago traffic.
Nah, man. That Atlanta traffic
during like a light snowstorm. It was just jam-packed. There ain't nowhere to go.
On Christmas
no, Jay, or New Year's Eve,
Jay,
trying to get
Jay
to the
talking
party.
About yep. Super Bowl last time it was in Atlanta. He's telling all his business.
No, I wasn't there then.
You wasn't there for the shootout night?
What's the shootout night?
That was Ray Lewis and them.
That was the last time it was in Atlanta?
Wasn't the last time. Next to the last time it was in Atlanta.
I was there then, and one of my boys was down there, and he had an Escalade on rims. We went to this club, came back. That thing was on blocks.
No more rims. No rims for you.
Yo, them cats steal cars.
They
move
with the quickness.
Rims and cars down there. I mean, I don't even know where they come from.
Bro, you could put them at a NASCAR pit stop.
Like, they work in the parking lots to secure, you know, when you pay? Like, they be like, hey, look, okay, we got this over here. How many you got?
Absolutely.
And, like, they must just come, like, in an SUV.
Bro, it's a NASCAR pit stop.
But where do you go with rims, though?
They throw them in the back of the van.
Yeah, but, dude.
They got their own chop shops.
It just wasn't one car. It was cars on blocks. It was, like,
my biggest question is,
when you paid to be up front, the cars that was on blocks.
My question is, where do they get the blocks?
That at least that's the courtesy they do.
We'll
mess your rotors up or anything. Yeah. We just took your rims.
We'll keep it raised up for you. I mean, so you can come back, you can put some wheels on it.
We're criminals. We're not awful.
Yeah. We're not monsters.
Yeah. We're sophisticated.
Oh, my goodness.
They leave you a little air freshener.
Right. They leave you a business card with a fake address.
And they leave you a blanket because you're going to sleep in their car because you ain't
getting home. Call this number if you want to buy back your rims to 50 cents on the dollar or something like that.
They said, this is my Uber number.
And they would sell it back to you.
The guy's there.
We'll pick you up.
The guy's there. It's like, wait a minute. I knew you was going to call, bro. I was waiting. No, Atlanta is like that, especially for Super Bowl. It's just not.
Jake, stay as far away from Atlanta as you possible.
I've been there before.
Have you been to Cheetah Club?
No.
Did you get some wings?
No, he didn't.
I did not get any wings in Atlanta.
You didn't
Jake
go to the best
Atlanta
wing?
And went to the
to the airport. Airport does not count. No,
he went to varsity.
Hey, listen.
You didn't go to the best wing spot?
I don't remember
Atlanta?
What I got for food. I'm not going to lie. Might be a place called like Tin Lizzie, something like that.
McDonald's.
You went down there and went BW3.
No.
Right? Jay.
I
do we have to take you on the road with us?
Yeah, please. I'll go with you guys. Where are we going? To Atlanta? Are we going to Atlanta?
Oh, we Jay.
You guys Foreman. Want me there.
Jay yeah. Foreman.
Bro, sign me up.
Jay
for, sign me up for he a would, show he would with DPJ like, and Jake on the road in Atlanta.
He would be like
New Orleans.
He'd be like Frank the Tank after a couple drinks. He'd be
oh, he'd run
out
of the street.
Absolutely.
Yo,
oh
sign,
goodness,
to, yo, sign me
that's
up.
That's a given.
Sign me up to watch you two take Jake down to Miami. So you can experience some Miami
guys,
nights.
Guys, that's a given. I am Frank the Tank when I got a couple drinks in me. Absolutely.
What is your limit before you go to the dark side?
Four.
No, be honest.
Four is pretty good.
Four drinks or four beers?
Four 24
oh,
ounce.
No, wait.
And I feel fine.
Is it four beers or four drinks?
Well, yeah, like five drinks. Okay, like what's probably your, eight beers.
What's your drink, though?
I go. I
be honest.
He's like White Claw.
He was really.
Jack and Coke.
Yeah, you look like a Jack and Coke type of dude.
Be
honest. Yeah.
What's
so I know you can raise. That lets me know you can raise the roof. That lets me be a Jack and Coke. All we gotta get you three Long Islands.
I will.
And you're done.
No matter what, I will not be dancing like Brian Kelly. I won't do that.
Oh yeah,
I'll dance better.
Yeah,
no,
oh,
I'll dance better than that. Give me some credit.
No,
better,
the scene from Road Trip where they take the white dude to the frat.
That's him.
To the black frat.
That's him.
That's gonna be Jacob
gonna be
on the stage.
He's gonna have
dance floor.
We
can
take him straight to the spot. Oh, I know where we're going.
I'm gonna be tearing up the dance floor.
Oh, Jake is gonna be black frat.
Bring D Boogie with you.
Oh, that would be unfair.
But D Boogie though, I know he a Q dog, but he didn't throw it up enough for me though. So I just wondered. I asked him if he was a bootleg Q, because all the Qs I played with, D Boogie, if you hear me, I'm talking cash junk to you right now. All the cues I played with in the
league. Has he ever barked for you?
No, that's what his bark was. His bark was just a little bit better than Nick's. He had
Chose chaos.
What side of the bed did you wake up on today?
I told D Boogie this. I don't say anything here that I wouldn't tell D Boogie. And D Boogie,
Jake Sorensen, do you have your Q dog bark? Do you have one in case?
No, absolutely not.
Dude, my bark was good.
Your bark?
No, you was not. No. You was a kibbles and bits type of bark. Yeah, right. That's what he was. Hey, we had cats when we. We had Q's up in Buffalo, Thomas Smith. We call him Smitty. That's when we was coming out there. He was barking the whole way up and down the thing. Yeah, and every time he made a play, if he was, like, within the vicinity of a tackle, like, when I say in the vicinity, that's within, like, me to Rico.
Yeah.
He throwing the Q dogs up.
He's close enough.
Yeah.
Yeah, right. I practically made that tackle. Right. You're welcome.
So, hey, check this out. So he had came down to Houston, but he was on – and he got hurt, so he went to play. So Steve McNair is a Q, right? So that was a big rivalry. So, you know, when you come out in the game, it usually, you know, when Tennessee was rolling like they were, you got to get your trash talking in before David Carr and them start giving up touchdowns, you know, sack force fumbles and everything. Then you're out there for like 80 plays. So we rocked Eddie George, and McNair was running off the field. So it was kind of like we were going to pass each other. Yeah. So T. Smitty was like, yeah, get in his face. Throw the cue up, right? Yeah. Oh, you talking about getting in his head? He was 0-for-6 after that. I didn't know. I knew they would get mad. I didn't know that would affect him that much, right? Because I said, man, you ain't no cue. And I threw it up, and still, he's like, you a cue? I was like, nah. He's like, you ain't supposed to do that. I said, I am today.
But
he went 0-for-6, so that lasted us. That got us to halftime that we were actually winning 17-14 at halftime.
But let me help everybody else in the room. If you are ever around a brother that is a cue dog.
Yeah, don't do that.
Don't do it.
Do not.
Hard pass.
Do not throw the dog at him.
And don't get in a line either, Jake. But if you get in the line, if he gets I got your back, though.
Thanks, Jay.
If you get in the cue dog line, I got your back.
Oh, thanks,
Jay. I got his back, though. I'll take a couple.
No.
Oh, I know it's a no.
No. He's going to be the tall, skinny kid from Road Trip.
No. Yeah, I got Jay on my side.
Have you ever seen Road Trip?
He gonna get up there. He gonna get up there and do the
which
clog.
Which one?
He gonna get up there and clog.
Hey, and then, hey, Nick gonna be the. Nah, I ain't gonna stay. We need to go to break. I ain't gonna tell you who Nick is from.
We'll
Road Trip.
Go to break.
That'd be Nick.
That's really good. Come on, man. Okay, we'll
talk about. Hey, Nick, it's a term of endearment.
Jay, come back.
I was just sitting over here.
He goes, I don't see color. We'll throw to break. We're old school on 93.7 The Ticket.
You're listening to Old School with DP and Jay. Download the mobile app and listen wherever you are on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.